Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. For beer, wine and spirits delivered to your door, go to glengarrywines.co.nz.
The knower of the cocktails is with us.
Oh, kia ora, guys.
What's up, dog?
Not much.
Are you kitchen-based right now?
I'm always kitchen-based. I'm currently staring at a toaster.
We are indeed joined by Gwillem from his home laboratory where he mixologies drinks. You're making the same drink that I'll be making today in the very same time. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely.
What is it? What is on the what's on the menu this evening, Gwillem?
So I figured I'd do one pandemic-themed drink while we were in isolation.
Yeah, level 3 coming up. We can probably start sort of
doing some
kind of parody stuff. And I was thinking about doing sort of a conspiracy segment next week because, you know, the worst of it's been.
Exactly. And like, I think people have a right to know more about 5G, right? And the lizard people.
Just questions. Questions all
aliens.
Around us, man.
The aliens.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, today we're making a thing called the ampicillin highball.
Rad.
So, ampicillin is a modern form of penicillin, and there's this crazy dude in the US who has a cocktail called a penicillin, which is basically just a boozy as fuck lemon, honey, and ginger.
Mm-hmm. Yeehaw.
So,
I'm just opening up my Woodford Reserve now. I'm just taking the seal off. Mint condition.
Ooh, it's a freshie.
Yeah, we hadn't cracked it yet, Gwillem. I had been very tempted to all week, I must admit, but
we wouldn't get that pop sound, John.
We've waited for this very moment.
We wouldn't get that pop sound that everyone loves so much.
It's just all about that right there.
What is Woodford Reserve, by the way, Gwillem?
So Woodford Reserve is a lovely bourbon.
A little bit rude how you're talking through my pop, but what of it?
Oh, sorry, bro. But you can put it back in and pop it again.
Excuse me. That wasn't me. That was Gwillem. I'm gonna wait. You've obviously had a couple of sips out of yours. You got a bit more. When do you reckon the perfect ratio for a pop is? By the way, sorry, I know John had a more poignant question that made heaps of sense. But
about 20% of the bottle out, then you get like a good pop.
Okay, drinking now.
Yeah.
Gulp.
So you want it to be like at the bottom of the little circle? That's where you want it to be.
Mine's more like a little. Like I've got a little message or something in Facebook. Yours is girthy. Yours is a daddy one. All right, that's enough popping
okay,
for one day.
So anyway, back to Woodford Reserve, mate. Tell us about it.
So, Kentucky, straight bourbon whiskey. It's tasty. Does what it says on the bottle. It's bourbon.
Sure.
So it's like the smoother, more drinkable of the whiskey varieties. Mm. Less intense.
Bourbon's
a lot
like sweeter, isn't it?
Vanillary.
Is that
yeah.
Good for
more
shots.
Vanillary.
Good for shots.
Great. I like it in shots.
So
I
naff.
Like it in shots.
Coming in with your shots.
We had shots last week, mate. Off here.
Have a couple of shots.
I'm commuting via bicycle at the moment, Gwillem. So just take it slow.
I'm on
just
board with
slow
that.
On
I'm on
the
with
way.
That.
You can still get DIC'd on a bike, mate. So you take it slow, actually.
And at least it is uphill half the way there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cruise around. If you fall off your bike, you know your bubble's popped, right? Fall off your bike. okay, so, where are we at? Have we done anything? No, we haven't
done anything. We've just been popping bottles. So we're going to kick this off with some honey. So about 5 mils, or for you people at home, that's about 1 teaspoon. You can soften it in the microwave first if you don't have that liquid honey.
Oh, so
or
I need
if you want to be really cheeky. 10 mils for 2 people.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just try and split this honey that John's given me here. It's not runny.
But what kind of honey do you have?
It's like legit. It's like full on like breakfast honey. It's not like your Uzi out the bottle honey. It's someone's from the BFM fridge, so we should probably just keep it on the DL at this point.
Shout out, Bridge. Thank you. Much appreciated. I've got K Road honey from these great people called Bees Up Top, which rescue bees and then they rehouse them.
Oh, nice.
So they
around K Road.
Yeah, so they've got them like on the rooftops on K Road, rooftops in Ponsonby.
That's great.
Just rad people doing rad things.
That's
like
great
bees
news.
Bees are a super important part of the ecosystem and shit. So big up the bees.
My parents kept bees, Gwillim, and quite often.
What was that,
My parents kept bees.
A little bit selfish, but.
And very often over the summer, the bees will all swarm, and you see them all take off in the backyard and go and, you know, decide to live somewhere else. It's quite a spectacle. Obviously, these people are picking up swarms and rehoming them.
Yeah, which is pretty cool because it's, you know, it's bees are, like I said, bees are a super important part of our ecosystem, and everyone sort of forgets about them.
Hmm. So we got our honey.
Sort of like it's such a small amount of honey. It's surprising, but obviously it's enough to round out the drink.
It is. So then we're gonna chuck in 15 mils of lemon in each of those glasses.
Okay, good. I'm gonna use the honey shot glass. It's still full of crud.
So about half a shot of
the lemon juice.
Oh crap! It's not open. Man, what's
it's
the
all
person,
new.
What's the person at the bar that like supposed to do all the prep at the bar? Like what stage is that at when you work at a bar?
That's like stage two after you've finished washing all the glasses.
Is there a name for that person? Because I want to fire John, but I need to know what he's called first.
A glassy? Am I called a glassy?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, you've been upgraded from the glassy to a barback.
Barback.
Bar
back.
Yeah, like
barback.
Okay, I'm going in with the back. Lemon juice or lime juice? Shit.
Lemon.
Okay,
lemon.
Cool.
Lemon.
Doing it. Doing
yeah.
It,
yeah.
15 milli.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oops, cranky. Oh, yes.
Sounding very, like, plop, plop, plop.
It's not my fault, mate. That's how it comes. There we go.
He's on the squeezy bottle life.
Mm. You're damn straight.
Mm. Okay. So now, once you've got those in there, I want you to give it a little stir with a spoon. Like, give it
oh,
a
my
little,
God, I already started doing it.
Oh, mate.
Oh, he's learning.
He's learning the way of the cocktail. Oh, get some good stirring.
Too fluffy for you, John?
Sounds like a little kid stirring a glass.
Oh, man. My honey so, is not amalgamating. I'm just going to have to get a bit more corrosive.
So now we've done that, we're going to gonna pour in a shot and a half of bourbon into each of these buffs.
45 mils, one and a half shots of bourbon into each one. That'll melt the honey, won't it?
Yeah.
Wait, what's going on now?
You're pouring in some whiskey.
Okay,
you're gonna,
great.
You're gonna make
what
your life a little bit easier.
Bit? Oh, we just
oh,
got
that's a good pop.
We just got a lizard people text, everyone. Okay, so we're on track.
What was the theory though?
Lizard people, they run the show, bruv. Your red pill is about to get way more potent. Yeah. okay,
One and a
half.
One and a half shots in each.
Okay. Are you getting a bit mad, John? You sound like you're getting a little bit
no,
mad.
No, I'm just keeping track. Keeping track of what's happening.
I'm thirsty.
I'm looking
he's
from a distance.
He's in the CD library and it's not... It's hard for him over there.
Well,
well
I've
feel
got
like
him
I only want
CDs.
One shot, but I'll do what you say.
So then once you've got that whiskey in there, just give another little stir just to break up any other big chunks of honey you've got left.
We can just do a shot, Gwillim.
One for the chef.
That's fine.
Okay, now let me do my pop I've always wanted to do. Yeah.
Oh. Oh,
beautiful. Oh, actually going back in's great too.
You get a little squeak? Yeah.
You bet you do. Okay, what? Oh, it's looking like a dusty sort of Mad Max sandstorm at the minute.
That's what you want it to be looking like.
Okay.
Almost like a beach at high tide when the water's real still, so you can see like little rivulets of sand and stuff.
Mm. The good thing about John not being in the studio with me is I've got another mic dedicated for Foley.
That's good. It's sort of the dream. So then once you've done that, we're gonna have some more cowbell and put some ice in.
Okay. How many ices?
So you want to like fill it up with ice. Because you want this to be crispy.
We're currently using tall Jägermeister glasses, Gwillim.
Also, lovely. Ice is the shape of the sort of the half moon square.
I'm into it. Mine's like miscellaneous icebergs because I have big blocks which I have to break up manually.
How is Jägermeister? Do they kind of miss BFM a little bit? Or?
I think Jägermeister misses everyone at the moment. Like, it's a very social drink, so
Just double checking, I'm filling it right up to the top with the ice.
Yeah, man, to the tippy top.
Okay, I'm pretty much at the top now.
That's perfect.
I'm just going
to... All right, then we're going to...
Okay,
You got that ginger beer ready?
Yes, I do.
All right. So we're gonna you're gonna pour in enough to sort of top it up.
This is the East Imperial.
It is indeed. This stuff is delicious, made in Tauranga.
Am I the only one that opens these up and then sniffs the gas that comes out the thing like right away? Am I the only person that does that? Let me know. 5395. We're available. Am I just sort of toasting on top of this? You're not commenting, John, but I reckon you've done it.
I reckon you've toasted all the way to
the top. Ginger beer.
But it's like sniffing the soul up and down.
I do love the feeling of the fizz off the top of the bottle of this sort of ginger beer when you open it. That's feels what... very, it's like it's aggressive in a good way, right?
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
I'm into it.
Is this ginger beer kind of spicy? Is
oh, wow.
It one
whoa.
Of those spices?
Whoa, it's getting real angry.
So yeah, you need to pour it out.
Whoa, mate, it just started fucking creaming.
Started volcanoing out the top.
Yeah, man.
Erupting.
It does that.
It doesn't need much, man. It's not. It's only a little bit in this glass. Like, I feel like we've got a small glass here. It's not big enough, really.
I'm sure it'll still be amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, Quillen. Of course it'll be amazing, mate. And then do we mix or what?
No, you just sort of...
Oh, I'm mixing.
No, you just sort of get amongst it, really.
Okay. Get amongst it.
Okay. John, I'll put this here for you to grab and then walk away slowly, please. Disinfecting your hands as you go.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great, Willem.
Well, I made it.
So I've garnished mine with a little bit of fresh ginger.
Okay.
Or you can do candied ginger, or you can do sushi ginger if that's what you've got at home. Shit, whatever.
We just put all of them in, all those ones you said. Yeah.
It's gonna be a complete melange in the best possible way.
Edible flowers.
This is quite front foot. I feel like we needed 10 more centimeters on the top of this glass, but that just means that we'll just have to top it up once we've had a couple of sips, John.
Yeah,
Gwillem, it smells incredibly boozy.
Please
and
don't.
I haven't taken a sip yet. Just getting in there.
Well, you know, we are trying to cure you of the whatever ails you.
No, it's
so
good.
To speak.
It's good.
You can say great.
It's a lot easier to drink than it smells.
Oh yeah.
Gob.
Oh, no thanks. What is this is kind of it's a smoky wee number, eh? Like I feel like a cigar perhaps. Maybe put some DAC in that cigar.
This is a real lounge bar drink.
Maybe we like smoke a cigar in the lounge.
Yeah. Or even sort
hang
of
out in the same place if you want.
A little autumnal even, you know? Like it's getting a little colder out there, I figured, you know.
You know what you're doing. It's autumn colours for sure.
Yeah.
Another home run from Glengarry, fair to say.
I know. I've kind of noticed a trend with all of these cocktails, which we've been blessed to be drinking up here for the last 4 weeks, that they are all incredibly delicious and very easy to drink.
Funny that.
And easy to make is the other thing I'll say. Like, it's the whole idea is we want to see something which, like, really performs and then you can smash out a whole lot of them for your mates. You know what I mean? When you can come out of isolation... So you can invite everyone around for that cocktail party.
Impress.
I don't really like bourbon, but this has definitely worked out for me.
Yeah. Like with the ginger beer or the ginger ale, it does make it a little bit more smoky, a little bit more fiery. Whereas a lot of the time it pulls out a lot more of the vanilla and it gets quite sweet.
What is the actual difference between a ginger beer and a ginger ale? If it sounds like you might know.
So ginger ale, you'd make a ginger syrup. So it's not fermented. Whereas a ginger beer, you ferment.
Ooh.
So there's actually less sugar in ginger beer than there is in ginger ale.
Huh. Bugger me.
Yeah.
As I'm getting through this one, Gwillem.
He's almost halfway.
I just want to comment, it is delicious. It's really, I've really come around to this.
Bear in mind, our honey wasn't really spot on. I feel like if we had a bit of runny honey, it probably would have emulsified in the glass and spread around a bit more and taken the edge off. Well, ours is probably a little bit more like
all of the bottom.
Bush a little bit. Like, what do you got there? Oh, some berries, chuck it in, sort of.
Well, that's the whole point,
oh,
right?
Oh, wait, it's, turn the page, shit, those berries will kill you, kind of. Into the wilds. Always turn the page if you're picking berries, kids.
Hey, just out of curiosity, what's the sort of turnaround time from Glengarry at the moment if I place an order? How quickly could I expect to get it, mate?
We've got a whole bottle of bourbon here, mate. You need to relax.
probably Tuesday, I'd be saying at this stage, like if you ordered tonight. Just Fridays do seem to be pretty hellish. Like it's... For obvious reasons, everyone's freaking out before the long weekend. Yeah.
Are there any trends you guys are noticing?
Well, people can't buy more than 3 bottles of spirits at a time, so everyone seems to be buying 3 bottles of spirits at a time.
Right.
What's the number one? What's the number one brand that you guys are shifting?
Everything's shifting. It's a lot of people buying gin. So gin is sort of going absolutely crazy. So gin, whiskey, you know, everything. It's the only thing people aren't really buying is Jaeger, because there's no one to do shots with.
But right, Jaeger's good in a cocktail, right?
Yeah, but with the Red Bull and that, you're trying to...
I did go looking for a bottle of Thompson or the Victor Gin, the Kaffir Lime one, and I couldn't get it on the Glengarry website.
I've got
Can you just pass that on?
If you want that, go direct to the source, jump on Hallertau's website, and they're selling it for Mac, so easy as.
Sweet. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Doesn't Matt live on your street, basically?
He's about 500 metres away.
Hey, shout out Glengarry. Thank you, Gwilym.
Cheers, guys.
Kia ora,
bro. See you next week for some. So we're going to do some heaps of mad shit next week.
Okay.
You got to get a blender, Johnny. You got to get a blender.
Can we do it with one of those ones that's like a handheld thing?
No.
Like, what about a magic bullet?
Yeah, magic bullet will do it.
I think actually our friend Jen, not the liquor, was trying to give away a magic bullet the other day. True story, guys.
Yeah, so if anyone's got a magic bullet or a blender they want to donate to BFM, now's the time to do it.
Okay,
bro, thank you very much. We'll catch you next week.
See you.
Cheers, Glengarry. Cheers, Gwilym.
Bye.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. For beer, wine and spirits delivered to your door, go to glengarrywines.co.nz.